Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
We gotta get that man on a blimp.
Talk about Ian McKellen.
Hello.
On a blimp.
Hello! You just missed Ian McKellen on a blimp. Just went by.
Mm-hmm.
No.
His reaction would have, if he really believed us, he would have set his whole house on fire.
He would have just run outside to see if he could see him. He doesn't know where it is, but
he's looking
it
anyway.
It could be.
Oh, no, I know where it is. He borrowed my blimp.
What? He gets a blimp now!
Wow! How are you not in it all the time? Maybe he is.
Maybe he is right now.
Ian's borrowed it.
Wow. He's in it right now.
He can't bear to ask for it back.
I loved, because I love Hugh Jackman too, which I've said before, but Hugh Jackman is doing his whole, like, tour where it's like his, I don't know, this is the one thing I feel like I'm like, okay, Hugh Jackman. It's his whole, like, I'm Hugh Jackman tour, which is kind of ridiculous, but on Ian McKellen's birthday, he had the whole stadium sing happy birthday to Ian McKellen, and I loved
that. Oh, no way! That's so great.
It was so sweet. I loved that so much.
You ever have the problem when you say Hugh Jackman that you hear Huge Ackman?
I hear huge jacked man, which is what he is.
Oh.
I hear, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, that's fair.
Now you'll never unhear it, just like you'll never unsee the arrow in the FedEx logo.
There is a giant...
stink bug.
Scorpion on our ceiling.
Oh, no.
That's highly unlikely.
Greg! You're here!
Then you touch it, Greg.
No!
Having lived 8 years of my life in places where scorpions do wander around.
Oh, where was that?
North Carolina and Georgia.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
That's go get it. What are you doing? He's looking up Ian McKellen.
And scorpions.
Go get it.
Do you know who Ian McKellen is? Alex!
He doesn't
like
know
corn
names.
Chips plain, and you don't know who Ian McKellen is. We're throwing you out of this podcast.
Do you see that?
No.
Yeah.
It's Ian McKellen.
Show me.
In a blimp.
Oh, it will drop onto your head eventually. Don't worry.
Big enough to be seen by crappy computer cameras. So
you
that
can
means
see it, right?
Big. Yes, it's a spot.
I see its stinger.
We can see it's a spot. But that
I see
means
the,
it's
the,
big.
The drip of venom about to fall and sizzle a hole in the carpet.
Wow. How
crap.
So now
I have to replace the whole carpet.
It doesn't even care. I'd be scared.
I wouldn't be. It's
I know.
A bug.
Oh, shut up!
There's probably
it's
spider in that corner, and that corner, and that corner, and that corner,
I know,
and
I'm
that
not
corner.
Afraid of little spiders, but I
you
don't like
you probably ate
big
a spider
ones.
Last night while you were sleeping.
Ugh, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, the average person eats 2 spiders a year.
Oh my god. I don't
average,
need to know that.
The average person has a different value for that fact.
A different value?
Yeah.
You mean like they put the in average, a different number?
Uh-huh. I didn't know how to phrase that.
That's a good fact that you said.
I don't think that's true.
The average person...
Sometimes I say 1 and sometimes I say 2, but not
See?
Because I can't decide. It's just because I can't
well,
remember.
You're not an average person.
I know
person.
It's one of the 2.
You're not an average person.
That's true.
An average person has different numbers for those. And
if that comes closer to me and tries to get me to eat it, I'm going to have to be distracted.
Alex, if you're not scared, you have to do something about it. That's...
He's a pacifist. And Greg's
oh,
gone.
Greg's
He's coming!
Gone.
He's coming!
Greg's gonna help you.
It's going away.
Is it a spider?
It's a long, skinny spider.
Ooh, svelte.
Weird.
That spider's been reading... fashion magazines.
It's got an hourglass figure.
Mm. Oh no! Wait a second. Isn't that the
Don't we have a name for that kind of spider? Oh my lord. It's gross. I usually don't care about spiders.
That's the Black Widow's goal, is to try to get its body the shape of the hourglass imprinted on its belly.
It's wearing little corsets!
I love that. So I'm sure there's some listener that will be like, I love spiders. Shut up, everybody.
But I love spiders, too. They eat bugs. I mean, bugs I don't like.
Yeah,
mosquitoes.
But I don't want a spider, like, in my situation. I appreciate
in my situation,
story.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. See, okay, so, like, I will tell you the story of, like, just maybe 2 weeks ago, I was laying in bed looking at my phone. Eric was in the shower. And all of a sudden, a spider probably, like, the size of a nickel just ran up to my phone and then saw me and, like, ran away. And I was like, wow! Like, it was, like, a big fat one that was, like, you know, a thick spider. And so I freaked out and I jumped up and I couldn't find it anywhere. And then it was in my blanket and it was awful. And I, for 2 weeks, I have had, and I'm not kidding, this is so bad. I have had, like, nightmares where I keep waking myself up because I keep seeing a spider, like, in my dreams.
Oh, that's so awful.
I think it's because that we, of the bed that we have, that it's the old bed that they had, and you can't clean under it, and so I'm all freaked out about, like, what's under there. I think I'm just, like,
Playboy spiders.
Yeah, for sure.
There could be a raccoon under there.
There could be! You don't even know!
I should do this. In.
You're good, babe.
Hello! We've My authority it. Has been established. Please.
Wait, has it ever been
all pay your tithings to me.
What?
This is the appropriate time.
Tithings.
That's the first thing I'm announcing.
Okay, my tithing.
For each recording, you have to tithe to me. You don't get to decide. Aww, it's 10%
man.
Of your income.
That's
your tithing.
But I have a lot of chickens that lay eggs. I will
All right,
give you those.
10% of the eggs over the past 2 weeks you must give to me.
Fine, I'll just throw them at your house.
Oh, okay.
I live there
and
too.
And then occasionally
that
a chicken will pop up.
I'll give you 10% if Abigail laughs.
Oh no, that's too much!
She's so loud!
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my goodness.
It all started 3 years ago, aka
2 years ago.
4 hours ago. Less than three? Wait, we were just
Definitely
talking about this,
three.
Weren't we?
Yes, babe, it's less
yes,
than three.
I was surprised that it was closer to two than three. I thought it was somewhere around
it
three.
It feels like forever.
Will,
no, thanks.
It will get to three this year, but
That's
with
how time
them,
works.
It's also definitely not three.
Yeah, but it is more than two.
Okay, shut up. Let's just keep going.
All right, I'll shut up. That's a good plan.
Shut up. Keep going.
Shut up.
But,
keep talking.
But it's only been, what, like 4 or 5 days in game?
I know, like 1 minute. Yeah. No, it's been like 2 weeks. I think you've said that before.
Like 2 weeks?
Maybe.
It's been time for some mice to be gestated and born.
That's how I measure time. It's been real.
It's been one elephant gestation period.
That's a long time.
It's a long. It's like 20 months.
Yeah, something like that.
That's closer to. I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Than a mouse.
Oh. Keep going.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. So if you will recall, we've been spending some time in the crypts of the Castle Ravenloft.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of our last session, a lever had been pulled out in mm-hmm. the main area by Batwack, and the bats were roused, but also the gates were opened, and the party made their way to the northernmost opened gate. On their way, they discovered Esmeralda amidst a heap of bat guano,
mm-hmm.
And the remains of one Lamora, whatever her last name was.
Who gives a shit?
I'm assuming it was like Lamora,
yeah,
or something like
probably.
That. It's like Mario,
yep.
Luigi Mario.
Lamora. Casera.
So, yeah, she was dead. You found her lifeless corpse.
Well, that's who we're talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lamora, and you'll know her brother, Luigi Lamora.
I'm afraid to say anything because I don't know what's going to get edited in and edited out.
Don't say your social security number. I will definitely keep that in.
Yep. And also, think of how, again, we've been doing this for over 2 years. Think of how many isolated words we have access to make you sound like you're saying whatever the fuck we want you to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
To make me say anything. Yeah. That's what you've been doing for the last few episodes.
Don't get on our bad side and then run for president.
Oh, no.
We'll destroy you. So, yes, Esmeralda was found. She was resuscitated. She seems to be relatively unworse for the wear. Mm-hmm. Whatever the opposite of worse for the wear is.
Cool. Unworse.
Better for the wear. Better for the wear. Better for the non-wear. And you made your way through the open gate and descended the stairs to a large, open, grand, white marble tomb. Mm. The focal point of which is a raised platform upon which a sarcophagus lies. And there are three statues and three alcoves against the far wall. But the most interesting thing was a sobbing figure leaning over the tomb, who it was quickly revealed to be Strahd von Zarovich, Lord of Barovia.
Yes, that was...
And not an illusion.
That was the moment I wish we... Yeah, I wish we could have gone back to that moment and just turned around.
Yeah, I know.
Just...
Give him a little time.
Tiptoe backwards. but no, you did not do that. You instead started to talk to him, the unwise fools that you are. And this was not an illusion of Strahd. It was not a puppet dressed up to look like Strahd. A simple throw of a spork would not dispel him. He remained. But he seemed to be quite distraught. You found out that this is the tomb of Sergei, his lost brother, centuries dead, yet also a lake, apparently.
Yes.
We're going to put that on Strahd's gravestone, by the way. A simple throw of a spork would not dispel him.
Hey, you don't know how this...
thing we could think to say.
You don't know how this campaign ends. Don't put the down posit. Don't put the down posit.
Yeah.
The down payment or the deposit on that tombstone or whatever you're going to have carved.
I feel like I've said down.
Lang's going to be the one carving it because of his stonework skills.
Oh, that's
he's
true.
He's just going to do two like they did, like they showed in Superman, where it's like he died, he lived.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Superman from like, what, 10 years ago?
I think it's much, much longer ago than that.
No, the newer ones. The
Which one?
The guy.
The first of the new ones.
The one with Kevin Spacey in it?
Superman Returns?
Yeah, yes. With Kevin Spacey in it.
Brandon
before,
Rouse?
You know.
That was 13 years ago, so it was pretty close.
How
which
do
is
know
totally
that?
Different
what?
From Jen.
I think I know that it was... I guess it could
this?
Be wrong.
What the fuck?
I thought you were talking about, like, Superman 2.
No.
No, that was...
I thought
yeah,
you said Superman
2.
Greg's not crazy, Eric. Just assume.
Superman
3
had Richard Pryor in it. That's like all I know about the Superman movies.
Really a long time ago.
Yep.
Richard Pryor doesn't have all of his fingers.
I think he's dead.
He probably doesn't have most of them.
He doesn't have any fingers, probably.
I guess I don't know how he was interred. Or what was carved on his sepulcher.
Oh, God.
A simple throw of a spork would not dispel him. That's probably what it is.
Oh my gosh.
What if we went and defaced his...
You're breaking up just then, but maybe it just was for you. Are we breaking up?
No.
No.
Are you?
Who is breaking up?
Is
I
this,
can hear you
is
breaking
the stress
up, but
of your home purchase and selling putting a strain?
Shut up, Eric.
Sorry, I'll go
That's
back to
stressful.
Talking about defacing the grave of Richard Pryor.
God.
But what if we did? What if we did that and carved that?
Oh my god, there's a bug on our ceiling too!
That's a stink bug.
Well, now I should probably look at my ceiling.
Where is it? There it is.
Is it a... Oh, I see it! You know, we had a green stink bug on our
Ooh.
Bathroom
That's a true
window.
Stink bug, not a brown marmorated stink
bug. Yeah.
Marmorated?
Yeah, it's the brown
those
ones.
Are the ones you are used to seeing. The brown marmorated stink bug.
It's amazing, absolutely amazing what you can find on the internet. Richard Pryor does not have a gravesite.
Oh.
What? Why not? Because of his fingers?
He was cremated and his ashes were spread.
Oh.
There is
where?
There, it doesn't say that.
Barovia.
There's a limit to how much you can learn on the internet.
Did it talk about his fingers?
It does not. I am not making this up. The website is findagrave.com.
Oh, okay. My God. Greg has it bookmarked. It's the first bookmark after his homepage. I don't know if anybody remembers what Greg's homepage is.
Goatsy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he's the webmaster for it.
He's the webmaster for Goatsy. Eric, oh my God. You'll do anything to avoid playing tonight.
Hey, this is the recap. This is all part of the recap.
Oh my God. She's pretty typical for the way we play anyway. So.
I just wanted to explore the idea of if we somehow carved that into his grave site, which doesn't exist, what people would make of that. Like, think of the news story.
We'd go to jail, I think.
Yeah,
sure. But if, like, we did it, no one found out it was us, but that message of a simple throw of a spork would not dispel him,
mm-hmm.
that'd be an interesting news story.
Mm-hmm.
It would get some traction, it would. I think.
People would be looking through all of his movies to see if
it was a line or
in there or somewhere. Yep.
Someone left a spork on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he ever in a Taco Bell?
Was he ever in a Taco Bell?
Is that a website, Craig? Were they ever in a TacoBell.com? He's checking. He's typing.
So we're going to kill Strahd with a spork? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying...
I don't know how it ends.
You just
the fact
don't
that
know.
This hasn't aired out yet is really freaking me out.
It's just loading.
The server's IP address could not be found.
Oh, man. We got to make that.
All right, listeners, yep. Write a 5-star review. Also, buy that domain redirect it.
If anyone ever makes like a fan page for Pork Fried Dice, it'll be were they ever in a TacoBell.com.
Uh-huh. Or a super rich person could buy Goatsy.com and then they could use that. Because I bet you that costs a lot.
I bet it does.
I hope they don't.
I'll bet it's not in high demand.
Yeah, it's an interesting. It's the supply part that's really raising the price on that, not the demand.
Yes.
this is a very good one. Economics lesson. People who listen to Pork Fried Dice for economics lessons are very, very, very pleased right now. So anyway, you're in this tomb. Strahd seemed off, right?
Yes.
He was
not that he's ever seemed on.
Right.
Yeah.
But he seemed off relative to assuming that the rest of the time you've met him, he's been on.
Okay.
You know, it's a small sample set, so you're not exactly sure, I guess.
Right.
But he seemed wrought with despair. He was acting strange. He was sobbing, sobbing tears of sort
blood.
Of blood, bloody tears.
Yeah.
And, he had ripped out a chunk of his hair, which you saw grow back in real time. He was not confrontational. He seemed to be... He wanted you to go away. He asked you many times to leave him. He seemed offended or upset that you were here with him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he was embarrassed or he was truly felt that you were intruding on some sacred space, it's unsure. You're unsure, but Lank and Bathwack really started... advancing upon him and forcing him backwards towards the back wall. What? It's a stink bug. Stop looking at it. none of you noticed. None of you looked at the ceiling in there. There were 40 stink bugs in the ceiling of this tomb, ready to descend. The brown marmorated stink bug.
And that's the real danger we're facing right now.
Hey, if you're an apple farmer, any apple farmers listening to this, you know what's up. They're a menace.
Also leave a 5-star review. Uh-huh.
So yeah, you Bathwack and Lang started sort of getting nearer and nearer to him, and Will seemed to almost try to bait him into reacting a little bit with mm-hmm. some display with the crown of Ravenloft,
mm-hmm.
Who Strahd said that was his father's crown.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Bummer.
Yeah.
I thought it was him. I was trying to, like, get him aggravated by wearing his crown, but it wasn't his, so...
But eventually his demeanor shifted, and he seemed back to being on, as we're referring to it. And,
Just you.
Hmm?
Yeah, just you.
Oh, sorry. Just me.
You're the only one referring
to
it.
How I'm referring to it. And he started... He seemed to gain confidence, and rather than being backed... into a wall, he started walking forward through all of you, which seemed to alarm most, if not everybody. Mm-hmm. I believe Rafina took a shot at him with her oath crossbow.
Oh, yeah, it was useless.
That pinged wide. Lank actually sunk a holy hand axe into him, which seemed to cause him a bit of discomfort, but did not stop him.
Did I connect? I thought he did his fancy vanish walk before I connected.
You were going to right at the beginning, and he did his fancy vanish walk, but then you did catch up to him.
Oh, well, good for me.
Yes. With your short legs, you caught up to this vampire lord and stuck
your... It is not the size that counts.
Right. And stuck your pointy thing into his shoulder.
And that got his attention.
Mm-hmm. It didn't, actually.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
He was like, meh.
Nope. And he... It seemed like he was walking directly towards Will, standing at the entrance to the tomb. And then he walked past to the lever on the wall, which he yanked down and snapped off, causing the iron bars that had previously barred this tomb from your entry to come crashing down once again, blocking your exit. So
first he wants us to leave, and then he locks us in.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Inconsistent.
You should point that out to him. Maybe you will.
Who knows?
I don't know.
We should start playing and find out.
We'll find out, yeah. As we...
Maybe we should start playing. Yeah. There's yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I thought I was already...
The longest summary I've ever heard.
That's all the time we have for tonight.
This is the earliest we've ever actually started. It's only 9:11, and we've already started playing.
Holy
have we?
Crap.
We haven't. Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
So, Steed is outside the iron bar.
He is.
So
yes.
I'm just reflexively going to will him to go over to the where the lever was that opened the doors.
Okay.
And I want to see if he's able to pull or push it while we do whatever we're doing in here.
Got it. I will. Well, it's interesting that you, Bathwack, explain what you're doing, because I was just about to turn to you and say, Bathwack, you are the furthest away from Strahd. Between you and him, you see your party members just in various states of either readiness or horror at the thought of your exit route being cut off. Mm. And Strahd is just standing there holding this snapped off rod in his hands with a smug look on his face. So I was going to ask what you're doing. And apparently that's one of the things you're doing. Is sending Steed off to this lever, which we'll learn more about once he gets there. But in the meantime, is there anything else you'd like to do?
Let's see. I'd like to begin rounding the tomb in the middle.
Okay.
And
you can certainly do
over
so.
Along the side by Rafina. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do anything yet because I'm confused about what Strahd intends.
Got it. All right. So, Bathwack sort of just walks around the side of the tomb there, and as you do so, Strahd sort of tracks you as you go, with his head just standing in one place, and then in a blink of an eye, he does his creepy ghost walk where he's just walking, and then he's suddenly right in your face.
Whoa.
Oh.
And Lank, it is your turn.
Seeing
you
him
see,
yes. snap over to Bathwack, I'm going to move in and attack.
All right. How are you planning on attacking Strahd, Lord of Barovia?
With my holy axe.
Got it. Love this holy axe.
Which I will
The
attempt.
Holes make for less wind resistance, so it's easier to swing fast.
That is a 24 to hit.
Oh, that certainly hits Strahd von Zarevich.
That is 12.
Okay. So yes, your axe sinks into him. Is that total with all the radiant and everything? I'm assuming.
Oh, right, there's other crap and nonsense.
I mean, you don't... he's okay if you only... If you don't want to deal all
just
that crap and nonsense, it's fine. We'll move on.
Crap and nonsense.
So what did I say? 12 so far.
You said 2.
Total of 16.
Hmm. 16 damage. 4 of which is this shiny,
is
radiant, holy energy. Oh, he's dead. falls down. Says, my weakness, two strikes from a hand axe. And we're done with this campaign. Good Sweet. Job, everyone. We're done early tonight. Thanks, everybody. It was a nice 2 years. We all had fun. All right, good night.
It's a baby elephant, everyone!
Also, he barely flinches. But he does flinch! And you see this holy energy singe his flesh once again. That it seems like that, more than anything, seems to really truly get to him, you think.
What, the holy power?
Yeah, you think that part of it is what bothers him the most.
Bothers
him. It bothers him.
It bothers me.
Is that the end of your turn, Lank? Would you like to take your extra attack?
I will take my extra attack.
Ha-chop, ha-chop! Are we experiencing a similar swing? Another hand axe blow?
Yes. And that is 19 to hit.
That does hit Strahd von Zarevich. Once again. You're able to wrench the axe free from this blistering wound and sink it into his flesh once again.
That is a total of 21, of which 7 is holy healed radiant damage.
Got it. Okay. And at the end of your turn, with lightning quick speed, Strahd lashes out and attempts to rake into your face with his sort of claw-like hand. And that is a 27 to hit.
Well, that's going to connect.
Alrighty. So, that deals 8 bludgeoning damage and 14 necrotic damage. You feel as his sort of nails sink into your flesh, you feel this sort of nasty, red-hot energy sort of sink in, almost like you're immediately infected in these wounds that he's rended into your cheek.
Well, that's dickish.
Yeah, it is. Lank sees this happen to his good friend Lank and says, "No, not Lank!
Lank sees
no!
this happen to Lank.
Fuck! All right, next campaign, main rule, everybody has to have fucking different names, so different, different numbers of letters, no letters in the same place.
Consonants.
Uh-huh. It has to be different languages.
Oh, it's okay.
Edit point.
Okay. Yeah.
No, keep it in. All right. Nick sees this happen to his good friend Lank and says, "No!" And he runs over and attempts to impale Strahd with his rapier. And he connects.
Oh my gosh. He's gonna get squashed.
He sinks his rapier into him. And he gets to also, since Strahd has got foes all around him, he's able to find some weak spots and do some extra sneak attack damage with his short sword as a rogue. And it looks like he actually cuts into him a little bit. No flashy, shiny damage like with Lank, but definitely, inflicts a little bit of pain. And then it is Esmeralda's turn. So
I'm curious what she's going to do.
So, Esmeralda turns to you, Will.
Oh, no! I knew it. She's a bad guy, isn't she?
And she says, "Stay put. I'll keep you safe."
What?
And she reaches down to the ground. She had reached into a pouch on her belt, and she spreads this sort of, like, shiny, like, glittery chalk substance in sort of, like, a semicircle. Okay. And all of a sudden, spreading out in a sort of a 10-foot radius, there's this circle of glowing energy that you are, and she, and Bernard, are all held within.
Whoa!
Extending 20 feet high.
I lucked out where I am. Thanks!
No amount of vacuuming is going to get that glitter out.
Yeah, it's like that's on the whole stone. Point. There's cracks and shit, man. That's never going to come out. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna...
Plus guano. I mean, guano is everywhere.
Glitter mixed with guano is the worst.
Yeah, it's so relatable. that cleaning issue. So
it happens all the time.
Am I right?
Oh, it's 10-foot radius, so it's even bigger.
Whoa. Sweet.
Okay.
He's like, what is that?
It's a I didn't even say her. Didn't even use her accent before, did I?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't
remember.
Do what over.
Did she say? Are you? Are you someone else?
I'm sorry. I didn't use my accent before.
Oh no.
She's trying to.
Okay, you don't have to.
You don't have to. Exactly.
This will keep you safe from Strahd. He can't come in.
Is it like magic circle? I used to have that, but then I retrained it. Dang it.
Yes, it is a magic circle.
Sweet!
Stay inside.
Okay, can I cast spells? Or will they be... Can I cast something?
Yes, yes, cast your magics.
Okay.
Unleash.
Nick, that's who it is.
I'm sorry, it's very contagious the way he refers to your spells. It's so endearing. Whoever thought to... Speak of your magic that way. It must be one cute devil. And we're talking about Nick, so he's a cute little devil. All right. And so she's going to stay in there with you.
Wow, sweet.
And then it is Rafina's turn. Rafina!
Strahd has... Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Strahd has lashed out at Lank. He stepped up close to Bathwack. He's been stabbed a few times. You see this magical glowing cylinder sort of appear in this sort of the opposite part of the room. What are you doing?
My hood's still up, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yep. I would have remembered putting it back down. All right, so I'm going to cast Divine Favor on myself.
Oh, tell us about Divine Favor, Rafina.
My prayer empowers me with Divine Radiance, and so I get... an extra 1d4 radiant damage on a hit.
Nice. Okay. What does your prayer sound like?
But very quietly, because I'm trying to be secretive.
Yeah, you guys see this lump of green something making this weird sound tucked behind the sarcophagus.
Someone says, is that a theremin? Actually, Rafina says that, trying to confuse everybody.
Is that your entire turn? Are you going to move at all? Are you gonna...
I guess no. I'm trying to hide. I'm good. I'm
okay.
Good.
You're not going
to
duck walk around the side of the sarcophagus or anything.
No.
All right. At the end of your turn, Strahd reaches out sort of with the other hand as was sort of slashing at Lank, and he's going to try to punch you directly in the turtle snout. Bathwack.
All
right.
Oh, and that is... I haven't gotten to play this actually in the game yet, but here we go.
Oh, no. That's a bad thing, though.
Is that a good thing?
That's a natural 20.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bathwack's going to be dead.
Oh, crap.
So, right. Bathwack, as this just crunches into your face and breaks whatever... bones represent your nose bones in your weird turtley reptilian face. You take 20 bludgeoning damage.
Oy.
As well as...
Oh no.
Mm. 35 necrotic damage.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez!
You all see this. You think it's a bruise at first, but it's just this like dark... It's almost like his flesh is starting to rot. Just spread out on his face.
Oh my god.
From the point of impact.
Yay.
Wow.
Said Strahd. Not Nick.
I was going to say, I thought that was Nick.
Yeah.
Nick goes, no! So, Will, you feel nice and snafe and sug. In this magic circle.
Okay.
But yeah, you see Strahd sort of laying into your protectors out there,
yeah.
Your meat shields. Yes. If this circle breaks down and those guys are on the ground,
I know.
Who knows what's going to happen to you? So what are you doing?
Scary. For hold person, it says they're paralyzed. Does that mean they can't even swing, or is it just that they can't move?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I think it means that they're immobile. Paralyzed? Not that they just can't move in place, they can't swing anything.
I have so few. I only have 2 spell slots left. So I'm going to try it, because if he keeps hitting them, that's not good news. So I'm going to cast Hold Person. So you have to, let's see, you must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom saving throw. Oh,
Christ,
okay.
Are you
and what's your DC?
Wisdom-y?
14?
15.
15. All right. So
roll a 1. Roll a 1. Strahd is
to
a bum.
To succeed.
Roll a 1.
Strahd needs to roll a 9 or better.
Oh no. Don't roll a 9 or better, Strahd. Damn it!
And he rolls a 16.
Useless.
So he easily succeeds. So your purple smoke shit flies over at Strahd.
No, I summon it from the ground. That's what I always...
underneath his feet.
I think I've only tried to cast it like a couple other times. But it's like smoke coming up from the ground and trying to entwine the legs and everything and work its way up the body, but it doesn't...
Well, he's laughing at this incredible damage that he's inflicted on your paladin. You actually cut his laughter short, at least, as he's distracted by this. But then he does this majestic sort of turn and swirl with his cape, and the smoke just dissipates.
I am very impressed. Even though I hate him, incredibly impressed.
All right, guys, now Will is on Strahd's side.
Yep.
Was that sound a gong?
Oh, I went
that
like
just
this.
You hitting the...
Does it sound like a gong?
Pretty effective. Wow. Well, a little bit.
We can barely hear it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's the mic boom.
Because it's in the mic. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Anything else? Would you like to leave the circle, Will?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Uh-oh. God, what? You're staring at me. That's scary. I almost...
What about Bernard? What's Bernard doing?
I know. I don't want Bernard to leave the circle.
Should I get him?
No!
I can't do anything from here!
Yes, stay right here. No, you're not going anywhere. No.
He sits like a dog. Very obediently, as soon as you say stay.
He is a dog, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why he sits like one.
Even though his icon is a bear, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, it is a dog? Okay, good.
It's a dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to leave the circle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Bernard to get hurt. And his attacks aren't really that strong anyway. Fuck.
All right. So, it is Strahd von Zarevich's turn. So he's done this beautiful swirl you've all seen him do. And he actually spins in a complete circle. And then he lashes out again at you, Batwack, hoping to take advantage of your potentially maybe distracted, partially blinded, who knows. No disadvantage or anything like that. So he's going to try to attack you, and that is a 20 to hit.
It's a miss.
That is a miss. Ooh. Wow, look at that.
That is fortunate.
Nice.
All right, so...
I don't know what he's
doing.
You have
less face to hit.
I don't know what he's... Yeah, maybe he just punched the same hole he already made, or... but I'm using the parrying on the sword, so I've knocked one.
Oh, okay.
I've probably parried his arm away.
Yep, nice. Yep. So his hand comes in. It's like parrying a weapon, basically. It doesn't feel like you're slashing away an arm. It feels like you're slashing away a maul or something like that. But you are able to deflect it, so that way he misses. And he sort of furrows his brow a little bit, and he sets his feet, and he pulls back with his other arm and tries to swing out at you again. And that is a 27 to hit.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a hit.
All right. Yikes. So, he hits with his hand. He deals 8 bludgeoning damage, and his hand is sunk into your throat. And I need you to make a athletics check with DC 18.
Okay, but I get all of the bonuses, or no? It's not
It's not a saving throw.
All right.
He's attempting to grapple you.
All right.
You could do acrobatics if you'd prefer, but I'm assuming you want to do
no. I'll do athletics. All right, all 20. It's gonna let me down.
Oh no!
He rolled a 3. Plus 8.
I rolled a 3.
It's 11. So yes, his fingers sink deep into into your waddles, into your dewlap.
Dewlap is not.
What's a dewlap again?
A dewlap is like a big furry pouch thing under their neck. So more accurate with
he probably has one. Who knows what Dragonborn have? They probably have dewlaps, right? They don't have fetlocks. That's steed. But yes, as fingers sink in, it is like having a vise clamped around your throat. It's not choking you. You're not gasping for breath, but you are just held fast.
All right.
But as this happens, Steed communicates to you that he found the tomb with a lever in it, but it is in the same position as which you left it.
Oh.
All right. Well, couldn't hurt to push it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. So yeah, Steed will attempt to push this lever. So go ahead and give me a strength check, but I would say at disadvantage, because he doesn't have thumbs or anything like that. He just kind of has to like ram his.
How do you know he doesn't have thumbs? He could have had thumbs this whole time.
I'm the DM.
He's the thumb horse.
Steve Carell is all thumbs, so he's also at disadvantage.
Aw.
16 or 23. Nice. All right. Yeah, 16's good enough for Steed to be able to push this lever. So he pushes this lever, and if anybody's listening and paying attention, you hear this sort of loud grating sound. But anybody within visibility of the bars at the top of the stairs do not see them move.
So it opens something else.
Or closed something else. Something else. Didn't do anything to affect those.
Do it again!
And so yes, Bathwack, this undead lord's hand is clamped like a vise around your neck. What are you doing?
Can I do anything other than try to escape?
Your arms are free. You can certainly swing at him. You're not held incapable.
I just can't move.
You can't move away without escaping his grip.
Alright. Will it use an action for me to rip off my cloak?
An action to rip off your cloak? No, I think you would be able to do that as a...
Is it a magic cloak?
Yeah, yeah.
Mine requires actions for that.
To take it off?
He doesn't want to use it or anything. He's just trying to literally get it off of his person.
You're the GM.
I know I am. Finally, someone acknowledges it. That's a first. Listeners, that's the first time anybody has referred to me as the DM. Now you all know. The secret is revealed. I'm ostensibly the one in charge here. Yeah, you can rip off your cloak if you'd like.
I'm just going to rip it off and throw it on the floor.
Okay, now you can see not behind you anymore.
Yeah.
Will, you suddenly feel a little bit more at ease.
Ha. Can't see.
You're not sure exactly why.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so it's time.
It's time?
No, sorry.
It's just time.
Just a second.
Oh, it wasn't time, guys.
It's not time.
It's not time yet.
Yeah, so I really didn't think... I thought he was... waiting for something. I didn't think he would attack.
Mm-hmm. He did.
But he did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm gonna grab. If I, you said my arms are free. I don't have many choices. I need to get him off of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do this before I die. So I'm gonna grab the holy symbol around my neck and say a prayer so that it can, light up the room with sunlight.
Yes!
Got it. Okay. Do you like, shout this prayer? Is this, like, a super internal prayer? Like, what kind of majestic sight are we about to behold here with this holy symbol of Ravenkind?
It's a soft prayer in Draconic. Yeah, as he usually does.
Yeah.
For a moment, even though he's nearly dead and Strahd's arms around his throat, He feels peaceful.
Oh.
Got it. All right.
And then...
Oh!
And then Warful!
Then he opens... Yeah, then he opens his eyes. And he says, "I was banished for showing mercy. You'll get none today." And he roars it at the top of his lungs. And then I'm going to... Then I'm going to put the holy symbol as close to his face as I can.
Got it. All right. So yes,
Is that terrible?
That's
you don't approve.
Rufina doesn't approve.
I'm so...
I think Rufina's a little distracted for a minute, don't you? At the moment, she's, I mean, I was she's working
so
out
good,
her plan
though.
Here.
No, that's perfect. Bathwork has always been like, I'm going to kill the things that aren't good, and Rufina's like, I'm going to fix
And since
things.
I can't reach Will at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is an anti-bathwack circle I'm in.
I was really, yeah, I was really hoping that Strahd wasn't, I mean,
yeah,
that he was somehow holding back for some reason.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
it's too late now.
You could see him, you know, he had you gripped by the throat, and you could see him sort of leaning in. He was baring his teeth. It looks like he was maybe about to sink them into your flesh. Oof. And suddenly this flash of blinding sunlight is just shoved up into his face with this. Roar of defiance that you utter, and he lets out this sort of an inhuman sort of cry, scream. You see, like, flesh just sort of sear away from his own face.
Ouch.
Sort of in like this light version of the darkness that spread across yours.
Ooh.
And he stumbles back, lets go of your throat, and sort of ends up kneeling on the floor next to Nick. He's no longer adjacent to you even. It has really just cast him back. And this he does not seem to like what you've done to him with this holy symbol that you've been carrying for so long. It seems to be doing you well. So yeah, Lank, you have to shield your eyes for a moment as this blast of light appears. And Strahd to be
I was just saying, I don't think any of us are used to sunlight, so no. It's like, holy crap.
You pull out your metal reflective trifold thing and just place it under your chin and just go, but yeah, Lank, this sunlight blasts outwards and you have to shield your eyes for a second, but you're able to recover enough. But you see that Strahd is not quite as recovered. He seems to be very distracted. You think this might be a good chance to take some action if you would like. So what are you doing?
Quick question. My holy axe casts light. Is mm-hmm. it a light that he would not like?
You haven't seen him recoiling from the light that it casts like he did from this sunlight.
Okay.
Meta-wise, it's just casting light. There's a difference in D&D between light and sunlight, specifically. Especially when it comes to things like vampires.
I think regardless, Lank's first thought, because this is all happening very quickly, mm-hmm. seeing Bathwax so injured and then grappled, is Lank is I wanted some phrase other than heat of the moment, going to use his cone of cold.
Mm. Okay.
He only tends to go back to his... Like, you know, his passive gear, like his missing eyes, he uses all the time, obviously. But the more active gifts, he only tends to use at highly emotional times. So it's more as a reaction than anything, he's using Cone of Cold.
Okay, cool. So
not the dogs. I want to see the hellhounds.
I'm sure you will, unless it kills me in the next.
All right, so right now Nick is between you and Strahd. That being said, if you're just so overcome with the need to cast this, you can certainly cast it through him.
Through Nick?
Ooh.
You could, or try to move and be
I think
a little
it'd be
more strategic.
Sort of a step aside, almost like a... wouldn't actually do this, but in movies where they like jump sideways firing guns.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be that kind of thing. Jumping from behind Nick, sort of trying to get toward Bathwack to cover for him. And cast Cone of Cold.
All right. Yeah, we just rewatched the first Matrix movie, so yes, we know what you're talking about. We know the
movie. And I'm thinking of where they deliberately talk through doing that in Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz. Like, wait, we got to do
it jumping through the air.
I had no idea that you liked Hot Fuzz. That's one of Beth
it's
Eric's
one of the best
favorite
movies ever.
That is Eric's literally favorite my favorite movie,
and it is amazing. It is definitely one of the best movies of all time, for sure. Oh my god, I had no idea you liked that movie, Greg. Oh yes.
You ever fire one gun whilst jumping through the air? You ever fire two guns whilst jumping through the air?
You've never seen Bad Boys 2.
All right, so Cone of Cold. So yes, I believe that Strahd has to make a save against your...
But is there a place on his head where if he shoots the Cone of Cold, it will blow up?
Yes. I'm not going to tell you where, though.
Oh, find it. Roll for Hot Fuzz.
You're a vampire. Deal with it.
All right, so Strahd has to make a Constitution saving throw. So,
and is he still blinded by the light?
So, he would. He is at disadvantage for this check. But I need to know what your spell save DC would be.
15.
15. That's a good DC. All right. So Strahd, he doesn't have a great Constitution saving throw check. He needs to roll 12 or better. So let's see what happens, and he rolls a 6.
Oh, yes!
So he is not able to withstand this cold. He's still reeling from this blinding light that's still flashing through this room. So go ahead and roll your damage, which is 8d8.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And he's going to take all of it, because he did not succeed.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot easier to use Roll 20 at this point, I think. 41.
So yeah, Strahd is just shrouded, and you just see like these icicles just form up around him. He's almost like a Strahd-sicle for a second. And he takes 41 cold damage.
Wow.
From this mage's Cold of Cone
nice
spell.
Nice job, Greg. You're dwarfable.
Cold of Cone.
Cold of Cone spell. Damn it.
No, like it.
You have too many things to think about. You can't think about words.
I like it.
Cold of Cone.
So it sounds like a good name for an ice cream
shop. I know. It's the Cold of Cone.
Oh, man, you could have all kinds of D&D themed ice creams. It's a very, very niche ice cream store. But it still sells ice cream, so it'll still do plenty of ice cream. However much business regular ice cream stores do.
A lot of people showing up being like, I don't know what D&D is, but give me some fucking ice cream.
Peppermint Paladin.
Whoa! Now we have to come up with all different
I was trying to for a second, and I realized that will completely derail what I'm trying to do. I will spend the rest of the session... I was like, beholder, bugbear, damn it! Gotta keep going!
Prestidigidashio. It's like pistachio, but it's prestidigidashio.
You know it's a good one when you have to explain it.
Shut up! This is me we're talking about! You're the one that does it really quick. I have to think about it when I write my ads.
Mm-hmm. What's it called when you have an animal following you around again?
A familiar?
Familiar. Oh,
vanilla or familiar?
I was going to say chunky familiar, but yours is better.
It's got real pieces of familiar in it.
Just like chunky monkey has real pieces of monkey in it. My brain just wants to come up with ice cream. I can't stop it. I need to stop it. All right. So
we have to make a pact that we will not think of any until we are ready for a break.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it.
Yes. Yes.
So what we're focusing on is this, the most interesting thing at present right now.
Rocky Rucksack.
Oh man, I wanted to use Rocky.
So much for the pact. at the risk of being a real downer and asking a question about the game, are my hands cold after casting Cone of Cold?
They're cold while you cast it, but immediately after, no, your hands feel
okay.
Unless they're usually cold.
No, I'm now invulnerable to cold, but I don't think I am myself cold. I was trying to think, the only thing, like everybody else in the party to some degree, I think can do, well, maybe, not everybody, but lots of people know how to heal. And I was going to help Bathwack, and the only thing I could think of to do was put my cold hands
cold
on his
compress.
But since so I can't sweet. Do that, I'm going to take my second attack.
Oh, that's right. You do have another secondary attack. All right.
This will just be with...
yeah, you wouldn't be able to cast that again.
With my hand axe of divinity. That is a 22 to hit.
That hits Strahd as he is lying there. You feel it sort of chink into the ice and press through into his flesh.
I will use my holy ice pick. I can do 4d4 without nonsense. So 5, 10, 16... That is 21 damage, of which 8 is radiant.
Got it. Alrighty. Yeah, around that, the ice sort of melts away, sort of flash melts around that wound, and you see his skin sort of pucker up from the radiant portion of that attack. And Strahd sort of groans and grunts. And he's sort of like half down on one knee, and you can see he has been ever since this holy symbol has pushed him backwards. Nice. And he sort of staggers up, and like picture someone like in a crowded place where they have to like throw up. They need to like get to a bathroom, and they're just like pushing people away.
Yeah.
Strahd does that, but in that super creepy fast way. He just like pushes through between Nick and Lank and past Rafina. Sort of across the room over to in front of the statues, and in the blink of an eye, he's over there, but it's not as graceful as before. He's, like, kind of stagger speedily moving across the room. So Lank sees all of this. Damn it! Nick! sees all of this happen. I mean, Lank does, too.
I see it, too, yeah.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be eyeist.
Just
you
because
do
he doesn't
too.
Have e-balls. E-balls!
He plays skee-ball with his e-balls.
What the hell happened to all of us?
E-balls! Can that be ice cream? That's what my brain just said.
I knew it. Let's put sprinkles in his eye sockets.
Nick takes this opportunity to try to press the attack, and he dashes right after him with his live half-elf legs and attempts to stab him once again without the benefit of sneak attack, since he's kind of one-on-one with Strahd. And that is a miss. He's rushing too much, you think, and his attack doesn't maybe have the strength behind it, and it just sort of pokes and is like hitting stone. And then at the end of his turn, Strahd sort of turns around and grabs Nick's rapier.
Oh, no.
And then with the other hand, he reaches out and attempts to punch Nick in the face, but he's sort of off balance by all of this action, and he does miss.
Does Nick get an opportunity to try to pull his sword back and do damage to his hand?
Ooh.
He pulls it back, but it's a rapier, so it's minimal damage to Strahd.
0.5 scratch damage?
Yeah, seriously.
0.4 rounded down.
To 2. Okay, 2 scratch damage. I'm so glad I'm bad at math. Could you edit that out? I have a job interview next week.
Don't worry, this will happen long after the job interview.
Tonight's all the requests for Nick. Could you edit that out?
You'll all be...
All right.
I don't want anyone hearing me say e-ball. Please edit that out.
Esmeralda, she takes a step forward away from you, Will, but still within the circle, and she reaches out and sort of flames starts to form within her hand, and then she points out, and this bolt of sort of red energy flickers out at Strahd. Mm. But it flies wide and smashes into the statue behind him, shattering it into a bunch of tiny little pieces. Mm. She says, "Damn it!" That was in an Irish accent. I mean, a Vistani accent, an Esmeralda accent. So, yeah, Rafina, this half-frozen, starting to look worse for the wear, vampire comes stumbling past you faster than you can blink, and Nick is right on his heels, and they're sort of all off on their own on that side of the room. Bathwack looks much worse for the wear. Now I can use that phrase in the right way. And there's still this magic circle pulsing right next to you. But you're still hunkered down beneath your cloak there. What else are you doing?
I'm hoping to catch him by surprise.
That's good.
I pull out the sun sword. Mm-hmm. And I'm close enough, right? Well, I can sort of lunge toward him with it. To attempt to attack him.
You could
with
certainly
it.
Get within range if you wanted to try to stab him with the sun sword.
And move right next to him.
And yes, yeah, I'm going toward him. And I'm yelling, "Show us your wounds so that we can heal them before more must be created!"
Oh.
And don't forget I have my divine thing. What's it called?
The divine thing.
The thing I just
you
did.
You deal extra radiant damage.
Divine favor. Favor, yes.
So are you actually trying to hit him with this sword? Or? Oh, okay.
Yes, ironically. And I was hiding, and I'm just hoping to surprise him, but obviously I'm not going to be very secretive anymore.
All right, so go ahead and roll your attack versus Strahd von Zarevich.
All right. 6. Wait, that wrong?
6?
That's wrong.
Is it? Did you roll a 6?
It said out of 8.
Roll
a d20.
She rolled it.
That's what I thought. Oh, there we go. Okay, 15.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. 15 plus some, which we don't need to figure out because that will definitely hit if you have one or more, which you do because it's a magical sword. All right.
It's flashing everywhere, by the way.
Yeah. There's even more sunlight now in the room as this glowing sword suddenly appears and everybody goes, "There it is!" Including the loudest of all, Rafina.
I had it all along!
Bathwax has been spending the last 3 seconds feeling around in his pockets and in his back for the sun sword.
When Bathwax shouts at him, "There it is!"
No nose.
Because his cloaca's all plugged up.
His cloaca.
So, go ahead and roll your damage with this glowing sword. As it plunges into him, he looks down at it with horror, and he says, My brother's sword! Give that back to me!"
Whoa.
Oh.
That's his brother's sword?
That's his brother's sword.
It was a gift to us.
Let's not discuss it at the moment.
Rafina saying, "Let's not discuss this at the moment."
Alright, I got a 1, but I also get an extra 1d4. 2, so I guess, is it 1 plus 2 is 3?
Yeah, plus a bunch more. I think I have the details here. Because you get... So you rolled, a 1 on your d8 or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this blade of sunlight basically just slices into Strahd like butter. His exclamation at his seeing this sword that he claims is his brother's is sort of cut short at the end and sort of devolves into this sort of gurgling scream of pain.
Not to mention his shock, because I was so well hidden before.
That's right. "There she is!" says Strahd. Your sun sword that you've hidden away so carefully and craftily all this time has finally made the ultimate surprise attack.
I put it in the wrong pocket, that's why.
Yep, that'll do it. That's you thought your pocket watch was there the whole time. Who knows where that is? That'll be our next campaign.
It's in my sun sword hilt.
Oh, damn it. There's my campaign out the window.
It's gone!
Jesus Christ! Alright, I've got a lot of writing to do.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.